Let's do three studies today. Here's a couple of interesting studies that I thought you would like. Let's do relationship stuff, okay?
Okay.
There's a new study out today that says 1 in 5 spouses, which I'm surprised the number is that low, use spyware when they think they're about to get divorced or they're going through a separation or they think the relationship is on its way out. Which, I mean, here's the thing. I could see if it was like, I don't know, 1990 or something, when the best you can do is maybe like one of those cameras with a big giant VHS tape.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to hide. That's hard to hide in the bookshelf.
Right.
Now, I mean, it's so easy to cyber stalk and to clone somebody's phone and to all the spyware. It's really easy to do right now. Like if I suspected my boyfriend of doing something, I wouldn't even need to ask him. I don't even need to break into his phone. There's so many different spyware programs that I can get and just clone his phone and be like, oh, let's see who's texting.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
Well, now they have the Apple tags. You can go, I hate saying this out loud, but you can go buy an Apple tag and drop it in somebody's trunk. And you right. can track that car down to the foot.
Right.
And they would never know.
We have a Tile.
Yeah, this is the Apple one. It lasts for a year. The battery lasts mm-hmm. for a year. And you can track it with your phone down to like a couple of feet.
Right. Right. So drop it in their car somewhere.
That they would never look at. I mean, you put it with the spare tire. Nobody's ever going to look there.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. It's really easy to do. So that's why I'm surprised only 1 in 5 spouses do it.
Yeah, because only 1 in 5
What's wrong
care.
With the other four?
They don't care anymore.
Yeah, they just want out.
Yeah, it's like, you're doing it fine. At least somebody's taking that hit, not me.
Right. Another new study came out today that found that kids are not really interested in getting an inheritance. They want their parents to enjoy their last few years, their last whatever, 20 years, whatever they have. Spend all your money. Just spend it all. Die with nothing. I'm cool without an inheritance.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting. And I feel that way about my parents. Like, I'm always supportive of them, like taking vacations and buying things and enjoying their lives. Like, my dad once said to me, I want to make sure we have money to leave you. I was like, no, don't. I got money. I'll take care of myself.
In the back of your mind, you're like, yes, please.
How much? How much are you going to leave me? What number were you thinking?
Well, I think kids see money a little bit differently than we do. We did back then, because my youngest, who has a paycheck coming in every week, he takes $200 a month and puts it into Robinhood. He buys stock with it because
what?
He could. Exactly. He can do it from his phone and he loves it. He'll buy dog coin or whatever the hell, and he'll just put money into the stock market every month. We would never have done that.
No. Well, no, I do. I do all that stuff. I have an app and I invest with an app, but I have somebody telling me what to invest because I don't really know much about investment. So I got a guy.
Right.
But the fact that your son is doing it on his own is really impressive. He must be super smart. I don't know much about investing. So that's why I have to have a guy. But I think it's interesting that, you know, when you think about all those movies where everyone's sitting around waiting for the reading of the will and what they got. And the reason why I think it's a really good idea to not leave an inheritance, that divides families. So how many times have you heard like somebody died and wasn't clear about who gets what? And now everyone's fighting over stuff. I mean, my boyfriend, his parents, he's the youngest of six. His parents are both gone now. They both died last year. Nothing to do with COVID. They just were like, old or whatever.
Mm.
And they were sort of vague in their will about who gets what specifically. So there's some jewelry. This one girl, it's all boys, and there's some jewelry. And some of the wives of the brothers are like, we want jewelry too. And the sister, she's like, no, these are my parents. I get the jewelry. They're literally arguing over the jewelry right now because the parents weren't clear about who gets what.
Mm-hmm.
So this would avoid that. You know, sell the jewelry, take the money, go on a cruise. Go have a good time.
Yeah, it's really up to the parents to mark that out in the will, because when my parents, God forbid, when they go, it's going to be a nightmare. I mean, between my sister, my brother, and me, I mean, there's a lot to divvy up. And I don't know.
You guys hate each other now.
We can't stand each other now. So I can't imagine. They're going to walk in and take everything. And I'm just going to be like, so my parents better. I hope they have it written out.
I'm an only child, so I don't have anybody to fight with. And I'm not looking for an inheritance. I want my parents to enjoy the money that they earned. It's their money. Do you know what I mean? I want that. They've been very generous to me. When I went to college, they paid for college. Mm. I worked to pay for the extra stuff, but they actually paid for my classes and my college bill. That was super generous. Do you know what I mean? So they gave me plenty. I want them I don't want them to die, obviously, but if they do, when they do.
Yeah, but I think you can spend your parents' money better than they can. Your parents really, they buy houses and then they change their mind 2 days later.
My mother is terrible with money.
Exactly. So yeah, you can almost spend the money a little bit better than they can.
Which is why there'll be no inheritance. It's not because she's having a good time. It's because she's doing stupid stuff.
Mm. Yeah, she's not going on a trip. Your dad's not going on a trip anywhere. If she goes on a trip, it's by herself. So they're not gonna enjoy the money now.
And she's away this week with her girlfriends.
Yeah, didn't take him. No, he's staring at the walls and the cat. That's all.
Exactly.
Waiting for you to make him banana bread. That's right. All that poor man's doing.
And here's the third study. A new study came out today that said most romantic relationships start out as friendships first, even more so in the LGBTQ community. That makes perfect sense to me.
Mm.
Because, as somebody who's from New York, who grew up with quote unquote uncles, I've been an ally and part of the LGBTQ community as an ally, like my entire life. My mother was like, it's inherited. There's my inheritance right there. And it's a really small community. That's why, like, for example, my male friends who are gay, they don't get upset if somebody that they know dated somebody that they also dated, because the community is so small that you're going to have some overlap. Mm-hmm. It's not like there's thousands of people to date. It's a smaller community. And then the smaller the town, the smaller the circles. But what happens is you find your community, you find your people. And then you start to feel like, I might be attracted to him. I might be attracted to her. So
are you attracted or you just, they're the ones left with the chair at the end of the
song? No, I
don't
think it's like musical chairs. No, I think there's a lot of people out there that they get to know somebody and then they become attractive to them. I'm not like that. I'm very superficial. Either I want to fuck you the minute I meet you or I will never want to fuck you.
I think it goes back to being at the nightclub at 2 a.m. when the lights come on, then you're just looking around going, that one.
Right. No, I don't. I guess it depends on how old you are. I mean, most of my friends are sort of young and they're not really thinking long term. I think that's what it is. So one of my really best friends right now was not looking for anything serious. He just turned 30 and he was like, just got to have a relationship, looking for whatever, and had a friend in his community who was in his same field, and they worked in the same field, not really together. Mm-hmm. And got to know each other, and then one day they just sort of had like a hot weekend, and then by Monday they were like, that's it, we're in a relationship. And it just sort of happened, and now they're married
because the lights came on.
No. They're 32. The lights don't come on when you're 32.
The lights came on when I was 19.
Well, you're an idiot.
I got all my dates. All my dates happened at 2 a.m. when the lights came on. And I was scrambling for what was left on the floor.
Yeah, for me, once I friend zone you, that never changes. I have never once, ever banged a friend. Never. If you're my friend, that's it. You're my friend. You are out. You are unbangable. That part of our lives, that ship has sailed. That's never going to happen. Mm. When I first meet you, that's a different story. That's when, like, game on.